We are on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We had learned last night the Makaya that an Isha is Potter from a Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Man Grome. We have one Pasuk by Tfilin that she's Potter, another Pasuk by Riyah. And the Gemara was Mavayer that these two psukim are not shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echot, because I need each pasuk. Le'idach gise, I have two mitzvahs asei shazman grome ben noshim achayit. That's the mitzvah asei of matzah, the mitzvah asei of hakel. So there the Gemara said, there it is take shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echot, ve'in melamdin. So that means I'm ptur. I do not have shnei ksuvim, so I can make a mamatzinu from tefillin or from riyah. But on chiyuv, there's no need for both psukim. So therefore, it's shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echot ve'im melamdim. So therefore, I learn out ptur from tefillin and riyah. So the Gemara says, there are nine lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Haniche lamande yoma ein malamde. Now, there's a machloikis, if shnei ksum abon kechad ein malamdim or not. One man the yoma holds that ein malamdim, because if it's shayach to learn out, if it is shayach to learn out one, to make a mamatzinu, so why did the Torah have to write the second pasuk? So that kufa is a gilui that you can't learn out with a mamatzinu. And if the Torah wanted to be mechayev, so the Torah divided a posik. So that is the svara of the mandyoma from himself. From the since this second posik was written, this is a gilui that after the second posik has the same aloha, but all other cases don't have this aloha. El mandi yoma melamdin ma'ika lemeima. But there's one mandi yoma that holds melamdin, and his svar is he holds torach v'kosav lokro. The Torah, it wasn't necessary. I could learn out from a mamatzin, and the Torah wrote it torach v'kosav lokro. There's such a concept, and we'll see that stavke by shneiksum abom kechot, svitsum abom kechot. Then already we see that the Torah means this is it. Dafke, here the halach is like this and you can learn that. But two ksuvim, he holds melamdim. So alamanda oma melamdim ayika lameima. So here the kash is very good. So I have here one makir that says noshim achayiv b'mitzvah sesesh asman grome, that is matzah and hakel. I have another place that says noshim apotah b'mitzvah sesesh asman grome by Tvilin and Riyah, and now, Kol HaTeira Kula, all Mitzvah Seseh Shez Man Grome, how do you know you learn out from Tvilin and Riyah, learn out from Matzah, and let's learn out from Matzah and Hakel, not the Rabbah, there's a Klal L'chumra Makshin, so if you don't know how to learn out L'chumra. Now, this Kasha, the Gemara is going to come back to later. Visu, now, let's go further. Mitzvah sasei sheloi hazman grome noshim chayoves. Mitzvah sasei that is not dependent in zman, noshim chayoves. Minolo, how do we know this halacha? So the Gemara says, the yalef mi moira. We learn out from moira ishi meva'oviv tiro. Moira is a mitzvah sasei. Tiro is mar benoshim, ma moira o noshim chayovis, av kol mitzvah sasei sheloi azman grome noshim chayovis. So mitzvah sasei, this is moira, that it's not dependent in zman, shenoshim chayovis, they have a mamotzinu from moira. Frek de gemore, v'neilev mi talmud teire. Let's learn out from talmud teire. Talmud teire is also mitzvah sasei sheloi azman grome. And there, noshim apturis. Now, we have to understand, this kasha is not so poshut. Aces, good. I have here two limudim. I have one limud that Moira Noshima Chayovis. I have one Lima Talmud Torah Noshima Pturis. So now I have a Shaila from which one to learn out. So Mistamud is a Klal Lachumre Makshinim. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So let us just see the bottom Taisvis. Two Mahalchim in the bottom Taisvis. The third Teretz is difficult to understand. The Marit speaks about it. But let's just see the first two Teretzim in Taisvis. The Neilev Mitalma Torah. Vim Taima. Ad Rabbi Isla Le Meilev Mi Moira Lechiv. We should learn out from Moira. The Oma Perikama de Yevomis. So Memele, I don't know where to learn from. Let's learn out from Lachuma that she should be chayiv. The Omar Haram, the Misvore, the Mitalmetere, Ike Tvei Lemelev. Mistaver is you should learn out Ptul from Talmetere. Why? Kiven the Ashkechen, the Noshim Pturais. Mi mitzvah the yikare the chavive ketalma toira amiridikaloshin. I mean, such a miridike mitzvah. The toira pater dinishi potem bechol ashar shalayas mankam. If the pater from toira, this is the epitome salma toira, can I get kula? The pater from toira. So there's a pater from all mitzvahs finished. I mean, either chayim and meire. No, it's a success apostle, but this is. The Ptur of Talmud Torah is a gilui on all mitzvahs. That's one mahalach. Oydesh loyma, the svaru lemeilev tvei mit Talmud Torah mi moire, nishani o ve aim, hukish kvoidam le kvoid hamokin vei lemeilev shah mitzvahs mino. So I forget the svaru. That moire o ve aim is, so there, that is not a poshet a mitzvah. That's a psuk shikvoidam le kvoid hamokin. So there the Torah was Mechayiv Noshim. This is a very chomadik mitzvah, but all other mitzvahs, all normal mitzvahs, we should learn out from Talmud Torah. Fine. So we have here Akasha. So how do we know that Noshim are Chayiv mitzvah sesi shaloyaz mangrom? We should learn out a ptur from Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, "Bishim da'avlei Talmud Torah u'piriyah v'rivyeh shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad." There's another mitzvah esse she'eloi hazman gromen depoter. That's piriyah v'rivyeh. And the Torah wrote both of these mitzvahs. So shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad. V'chol shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad ein malamde. Let us see what Rashi says. Mi moira Ish imay ba'oviv tiro, the alfinim bein noshim la'el k'shoim atiro, arei kan shnayim. B'neilav mitalmud Torah l'pture. So now we have a teretz we can learn out from Talmud Torah, because it's shneiksim abon kechad, we have Talmud Torah and Pei Beribia. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike de Omar al Shneim hu Oima ve Yevorach Oisam Alekim Pruur Vu Ma'ika Lameima. That Pruur Vu is a Loshim Rabbim, and this mitzvah is said on Sai Noshim and Sai Anoshim. So it's not a mitzvah's es, so you don't have Shnei Ksum Maboim Ke'echot. Pekert, the Mechuyev in Piyah Beribiyah. So I only have one mitzvah of Talmud Torah that they're potter. So it's not shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad. So ma'ika l'meima. So I'm back with my kasha. So let's learn out a p'tur from Talmud Torah. You don't have shnei k'suv. So Mora says mishum da'avet Talmud Torah u'pidyin haben shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad v'chol shnei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad ein malamdim. Pidyin HaBen is also mitzvah seser shaloy hazman drome and noshim ha'potah. So we have again shtei k'suv ma'avoyim ke'echad. Zot Rashi, Pidyin HaBen, v'yavina la'el bepirkin noshim pturis miliftois b'neim t'chsiv tifta tipode. Fine. Frek the Gemara, but now we have another problem. Ol Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, that, so before we had a problem, according to Yechem ben Broike, there's only one pasuk of Ptur by Talmud Torah. So that we said, no, there's two pasukim. There's Pidyon HaBen, Talmud Torah. But according to Yechem ben Broike, that holds that Noshim are chayiv in Piri Verivye, the Broike Nami Nevi Piri Verivye, Umboire Shnek Suvi, Umboim Keechot, Vahim Melamdin. So now, Pungfakert. So how could you learn out from Moira that they are chayiv by a mitzvah says shaloy as man grome, there's two psukim, there's Piri Verivye and Moira. So the Gemara says no. Tzrichi. These two psukim are needed. So Memela, since it's needed, there's no, so it doesn't fall into the category of Shnei Ksum and Boim Kech. Because of Rachmone, Moira, Blaikos of Piverivye, for only say Moira, Hava Mine, Vikiv Shua, Omar Rachmone. It says in this Pasuk, Milu Asaoretz Vikiv Shua. So I would think Vikiv Shua is the, Omar Ish the Darka Lichbosh and Ish the Darka Lichbosh Loi. That the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya was only said to Anish at Stark Elichboish. So Memele, so that's I need a Loshen Rabban Pruvu to tell me that don't make such a diik. The mitzvah of Pirya Verivya was Nemra, Painlish, Painlish. The E, Kosav Rachmone, Pirya Verivya, Bloy Kosav Moire. So let it only say Pirya Verivya and don't say Moire. Havamine ish the sipit biyodei lases in. An ish that is capable of being mekayim mitzvahs meire at all times and all matzom. So the Torah was mekayim in mitzvahs meire. Isha the ein sipik biyodei lases loy. But a woman that is not all the time capable of being mekayim mitzvahs meira, when she's married, she can't be mekayim mitzvahs meira. Vekiven the ein sipik biyodo lasais, so there are certain times when she's unable to be mekayim mitzvahs meira. So there's a very interesting svara, loitis chayiv klal. So I would say loitis chayiv klal. That means the Torah didn't give the mitzvahs which are sometimes you do them, sometimes you don't do them, since Lamaisa she's not capable to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimis, so perhaps I would say that the Torah didn't give her the mitzvah ready. So Kamash Malon is that no, when she can be mekayim, she can be mekayim, when she can't be mekayim, she can't be mekayim. So Abal Kaponim, these two psukim are necessary. So therefore, on the mitzvah sasei shaloy azman groma, I do not have an extra posik. I don't have shnei ksum bom kechot, and therefore I'll learn out from Moire or Peverivye that noshim amachuyiv in the mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Shaloy azman groma, I'm sorry. Zot Rashi. Ul Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike da Omar chiyuve bepiri verivya ksiv benoshim. Eich yalev su sha mitzvahs esei shaloi hazman goma lachiv mi moira, ava moira o piri verivya shnei ksuv ma boim kech. So the Gemara says, tzrichi kloim la boim kech od ninu. They're not two psukim telling us the repeating the same halacha. And if it's repeating the same halacha, then it's giving us a message. You can't learn out. And that's why the Torah had to write the second pasuk to tell you that the halacha only applies when the Torah wrote it befeirish. I need both psukim. The abakosiv chad loigomer idoch minei. So the reason the second pasuk was written is legufe. You can't learn out the second pasuk of the first pasuk. If it would only say Moira, so I think Moira Noshim Achayiv, but Pirvirivya they're not Chayiv because it's only an ish that's darkei lichboish esa oretz bil mochoma. It says v'kiv shua, milos os v'kiv shua, so it's going on a person who is a bar kibush, but vein darkei shalisha lichboish.
V'kivin d'leikarinim ba v'kivshua. So since the latter half of the pasuk is not applicable to Noshim, like Karinim ba pluavu, and then the Gemara says, if it would only say pluavu, I would think the mitzvah of Meire only applies by Aish, Sipik biyodai lasis, lachave des ovid, shein emas acherim olof. There's no emas acherim, a very interesting thing. It seems that first of all, Rashi says it's speaking about kibbut over here, not Meira. Aish's kibbut, and then Rashi says that the reason Anish is potter, als emas acherim olof, there's a chi of ema or there's a metzias of ema that a husband has over a wife, like this chai of klal afilu pnuya. So since the mitzvah is not a constant mitzvah, it's only a sporadic mitzvah, so I would think the Torah never gave this mitzvah to Noshim. It's kamash malam that there's a chiv of Meira also, whenever it is applicable. So now, we came to the conclusion as follows. We came to the conclusion that a mitzvah sasei shazman drome, we learn out from tefillin in the riyah that they are potter. We don't learn out from matzah and hakel because there it is shneksum maboim kechot, and tefillin and riyah is not shneksum maboim kechot. And a mitzvah essay shaloi hazman grome, we learn out from meira and piri berivye, according to Yechon ben Breike. And we do not learn out ptur from Talmud Torah and Pidyin HaBen, because Talmud Torah and Pidyin HaBen is Shnei Ksum Maboim Ke'echot, and Meire and Pirivirivi is not Shnei Ksum Maboim Ke'echot. So, Bekitzer, we canceled out the Ptur of that could be derived from Talmud Torah and Pidyin HaBen. We canceled out the Chiyuv that could be derived from matzah and hakel with one mahalach, because in these cases they're shnei ksuvim aboim keechot, and therefore ain malamdim. So I don't learn out from matzah but hakel b'chiyuv, and the mitzvah says shazman grome. I don't learn out from Talmud Torah and Pidyin HaBen l'ptur, and mitzvah says shaloi hazman grome. So now again, the Gemara brings up the shaila. Honicha l'man d'yoma, shnei ksumim bo'am ke'echot, heim melamdim. So everything is taken care of. Elo l'man d'yoma melamdim, ma yika l'meima. But if you hold melamdim, so now we're back to square one. So now we have the kasha, so let's learn out from matzah and hakel that noshim are chayiv, and the mitzvah esesh as man grome, and let's learn out from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that noshim ha'apoto from the mitzvah esesh shaloi as man grome. Omar Rove, so Rove said, papinoi yodi lo letayme doha milse. The amoire that comes from the city Papunoi, he knows the teretz on this kasha. Umonoi, Ravache Bayakiv. Omarko, so he said a teretz, Bohoyo locho lo is al yotcho, Uzikorein bein enecho, Lamantia teretz Hashem beficho. Huksho kol ha teire kulo litfilin. Teretz Hashem is very inclusive. So hilam shat, it means all mitzvahs of the teretz. Hukshe kol ha-teire kula le-tfilin. So ma tfilin, mitzvah sasei, shazman grome, v'noshim pturis. Av kol mitzvah sasei, shazman grome, noshim pturis. So before we go further, so far so good. That means, on the first kasha we had asked, how do you know to learn from tefillin and riyah, liftul, learn from matzah and hakel, lechiyev? So this kasha is a legitimate kasha if I have a opportunity of making two mamotzinus. So the kasha is, how do you know to make a mamotzinu liftul? Make a mamatzinu lechiyev. That was a good kasha. But Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, it is not a mamatzinu. It's they have enough in the hekish. There's a hekish kol ha-toyre kule to tefillin. And we learn out, and that pshat the hekish. Ma tefillin. That is a mitzvah says, say, shazman grom enoshim pturis. So kol ha-toyre kule, that is similar to tefillin. That means kol ha-teira kula, that the mitzvah says, say, shazman gromen, no shima potter. So finish, we have a hekish, so then the kasha is not shver at all. Let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Honiche, leelkoi, deisivna neilef mitalmatair. Before we asked, let's learn out from Talmud Torah that Noshim apotah from all mitzvahs asay shazman gom, shaloy azman gom. Vishanino, mishum dava Talmud Torah pidyin aben shnei ksuvim. But if you say shnei ksuvim bom kechad melamdin, meikol ameima, neilef mi Talmud Torah upidyin aben, shal mitzvahs asay shaloy azman gom lifter. So the Gemara said, Rava said, Papunoi yodi, Talmidim shepa papunoi, shepa papuna, umonoi rabacha bayakai, shahoya dol be papuna. He lived in that city. That's why he called him the papunoi, the one that comes from papuna. Kili omar bahashutvim, gabi sotn upnima pnina l'shem shamayim niskavnu. The Gemara, there's a different man Yoma there. I think Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that Satan upnima pnina l'shem shemayim niskavnu. That means they gave us a insight in Nach that we shouldn't learn Nach kipshutai. Pnina was when we learned the psukim, so we see that Rima. She made it very angry. She was mitzayah. She made mamish life miserable. Chazal tell us that Pnina used to meet Chana each morning. Did you send out your children to Cheder already when she sent out hers? And then when they came back, she also went to Chana. You know, did your children come back? I was Cheder today. Such a rishis v'chiyasata tzarosa gamza mamish. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't look at it that way. L'shem shemayim niskavna. Amar de kipshat. What pshat? Is amar de kechofetz chaim. Chofetz chaim says in a note that even though mitzad echot one should be mekabel gzeiras hakadosh baruch hu, this is rotzen Hashem, v'kol ma'adovad achmanu l'tavo, but afal pikei the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants, he should be mispalo. He wants the tefillahs, and the tefillahs can change things. Chana was such a woman, she doesn't have children. That's the Ratzon Hashem finished. Like, she accepted Zeira Shamayim without batting an eyelash. This is Ratzon Hashem. She was mekabel at Belayv Sholem. Pnina b'shem moif. What are you talking about? So she wanted to make it impossible for her to be soivel this matzah for her. So she made so much tzoris for her that she couldn't be soivel it. She was mispalel to have children. Oh, so she had a shmuel. We have to thank the shmuel is Pnina's an accomplishment. She made that Chana should be the boy harach mishemayim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Pnina l'shem shemayim niskav. The Satan, we learn so the Satan wanted to make some tzoris for you,
So we also learn, Nebuch Ha'i, that's how he comes, the Satan comes and starts making Gansamaisis. Rabbi Yechanan says he was afraid that the Rabbi Nishon will forget the Chassidus of Avraham Avinu, the Zaniyev also. He wanted to show there's a difference between Eve and Avraham Avinu. So he wanted, let's see how this Eve will look when things get a little difficult. So Memeil, also L'shem Shemaim Niskap. So Memeil, this was Rabbi Yochanan Zamemre, and Ravache Bar Yaakov, he said a drosh on it. He said, Papune, he said a drosh. Also, Sotten V'nashke Yakari. The Sotten came. Ah! The first person who ever said something good about me, Nashke Yakari. About Al Koponim, that this is the Pupunoi, this is the one that said this famous drosha. What was the drosha? Lamantia Teiras Hashem. Areikol Ateira Ukshale Tvilin. That means all mitzvahs Ateira are compared to Tvilin. So now you can ask your kashas, how do you know to learn out from Tvilin, the Noshima Potter from mitzvahs Shazman? Grome, do we the tefillin, learn out from matzvah, shavkine, keshe, the gemrinin, mi binyanov, mi matzvah, bahakel, is man grome. Yeah. Veloi mi talma teire, pidyan aben, le shaloi has man grome. This is going to fa'emfer the second kasha also. So, but now, let us see what it says over here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, let's go back to the Gemara. So he says, Ukshe kol ha-toyre kulo le-tfilin. Matvila mitzvah sasei shazman grome v'noshim pturois. Av kol mitzvah sasei shazman grome noshim pturois. Mi de mitzvah sasei shazman grome noshim pturois. Mechlau. The mitzvahs are say, Shaloi hazman gome, Noshim chayoves. Now, we just have to be aware that this is a very, very difficult Gemara, what the Gemara just said now. We were learning. Before we got into this problem, if you hold the Shneksum Bom Kechad Melamdin, but before we got into this problem, the Gemara said, how do you know that Noshim are Potter Mimitzvah Sesa Shazman Groma? To learn out from Tefillin. That's what Gemara said. You kill an from Hatzahako, it's Shneksum Bom Kechad. Then the Gemara says, save Alimut from Tefillin. Adigma says, how do you know that Noshim are chayev by a mitzvah esa shaloi hazman gome? So we start, I learned that from Meira. The Gemara did not say, well, if I have a limud that Noshim are potter from the mitzvah esa shazman gome, so but there we'll see that Noshim are chayev in the mitzvah esa shaloi hazman gome. Is what there's no hechech. Could be the potter mitzvah seser shazman grome. Could be the potter mitzvah seser shaloi hazman grome. It could be the potter everything. I need limudim. Here I see the potter mitzvah seser shazman grome. The Gemara says could be the dobi chayv mitzvah. Could be the chayv. Could be the potter. Here all of a sudden the Gemara says. Here the Gemara makes mechlala. Oh, here I have a hekish. And the Hekish is telling us that Noshim are Potter Mitzvah Seser Shazman Gomer. Now let's go to Rashi. Umi the Mitzvah Seser Shazman Gomer. Noshim Pturois. I have a Hekish. Shaloi Yazman Gomer Noshim Chayovois. So now I know Shaloi Yazman Gomer Noshim Chayovois. Now, since the Torah by the Hekish, so from here we see Shah Mitzvah's Chayobis. So, this is very difficult to understand.
This is very difficult to understand, Eistis. If, unless we would say that Misvare, Eistis, here I know already the potter from all mitzvahs. The potter from all mitzvahs as man grome, and so it's the Asvare that Shaloy as man grome is more chomer. Now, if there'd be potter from that also, so why do you need a limut to potter them on zman gromer? Madoch, shaloi hazman gromer der potter. Avada gewiss, zman gromer der sicher potter. So if the Torah had to teach us that zman gromer der potter, so weiss doch ois that shaloi hazman gromer der chayv. Or else I wouldn't need a posik. That's the rehitzes loshen of Rashi. Taisva speaks about this Rashi, which is very unclear. But al kaponim, so it seems from this drash of lamantia teres Hashem beficha huksha kolatere kula to the tefillin. So here I see everything ready. And the Hekish tells us their potter from mitzvahs dumya the tefillin. And they're chayiv on mitzvahs which are not dumya the tefillin, which are mitzvahs eseh shaloi hazman gromer. Frag the Gemara, but we're not finished yet. Haniche lamandiyoma tefillin mitzvahs eseh shehazman gromer. Now the Gemara says, but we're not finished. There's a machlokes if tefillin is mitzvahs eseh shehazman gromer, yes or no. Is there a chiyuv to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov? El leman diyom tefillin mitzvahs asay shaloi hazman grome ma'ika lemeima. So meile. So now we have a problem. So lechayre we could learn pshat that the Gemara's kasha is that if tefillin is a mitzvah asay shaloi hazman gome, tenen noshim atake chayiv. It's shaloi hazman gome, the take chayiv. So I hear very heckish. How do I know that they're potter by zman gome? The heckish is to chayiv. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says as follows: Haniche plukt even mesecher Shabbos perik pasul deirav. My ikal emeima. So Rashi learns even though it's lav zman gomer, they're also potter. Im kein ifrikal emeilev, the shloi hazman gomer noshim pturis. The Gemara is asking a kasha, forget. So it's boomeranging. So the tefillin is shloi hazman gomer, and they're also potter according to Rameya. So if you make this hekish, I should learn out that the potter, I fill up on the mitzvah says, say, shaloi hazman gomer. So it's bitter. So the Gemara says, it's not bitter. Man shamet lei the oma tefillin mitzvah says, say, shaloi hazman gomer. Who is the Tana that holds that tefillin is a mitzvah says, say, shaloi hazman gomer? Rameya. Bisova loshneksub maboim keechot. Loshneksub maboim keechot ein melamdim. That means Rameya God holds that shneksub maboim keechot ein melamdim. So Mamela, so we're back with the first mahalach. He doesn't hold of this hekish. Huksha kola teira letvillin. So now what do we hear? If we hear mitzvahs riye, that is a mitzvahs eser shahazman grome. We have matzah and hakel, which is a mitzvah seser shazman grome, and noshim archayit, but that's neksum maboim keechot. So we learn out from riyah that noshim. So again, the way we said before is very good. We said before that. that an ptur of mitzvahs ese shazman gomer, I don't have shneiks of him, and chiyuv I have shneiks of him. And then the same thing will say an chiyuv of mitzvahs ese shaloy yazman gomer, I don't have shneiks of him. And chiyuv I don't have shneiks of him, and an ptur I have shneiks of him. And Leimi boy, the way Rashi says he's potter from tefillin. So I have shalish ksuvim that the potter from a mitzvah says as man grome. So that's teure and peyveribye and pinyin aben and tefillin. So Rav Meir, there's no problem. According to Rav Meir, there's no problem. Look to Gemara. Ula Rav Yehuda, the omar shnei ksuvim aboim keechod melamde. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Keechod Melamdim. Now, Utvila Mitzvah Sese Shaloy Azman Gromit. So now we have a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say this Teretz. You can't say the Teretz of Rav Acha by Yaakov. Because he holds Tzulna's mitzvah sesa shaloy as man grome. So how do you know all these klolim? So the Gemara says, Mishum da'avoy, matze simche v'hakel shloy sheksum ma'boim ke'echod, shloy sheksum ma'boim ke'echod, ein melamde. So now we know by mitzvah sesa as man grome, we have three psukim that tell us that you are chayiv. Three psukim, I don't say toch because of lakro, so three psukim are telling us that you can't make a mamotzinu for other cases, since the Torah found it necessary to write the three cases of chiyuv. What does Rashi say? Umishani man shamet lei haisvor amei beirben udidei lo yitzach hakeisha alakim ki de gamrinen bereiche mi bin ye no de gamar merie da have mit sesse shas man gome mit no shim pturis und de kashloch lel de nelef mi matze va hakel geyude a me yeso va shnek sum ban ke khod ein malamd o pagin o la rabbi hud de dam malamden besan hedren beperigt alad mises va amar nami beireven the tefillah mitzvah sasei shaloy hazman grome is ma'ikal ameima ma'ichi teisi p'ture le mitzvah sasei shahazman grome. Let us learn out from matzah v'hakel that you're chayiv. So the Gemara says mishum davi simche le'svire lon ke'abaye da'omer le'el isha baila misamche. Let us see what Tosfos says. Mishum da besimche matze v'hakel shloisha ksuvim aboim kecha. So memele, so I can't learn out chiyuv on mitzvah sesa shazman goma for there because they have shloisha ksuvim. Vim taima teratz tahi de mitzvah sesa shazman goma de pturais the lekel le mail of mimatze v'hakel di kesimche badayu. Have a shloish ksuv meboim kecho ki de frishis. Elo the mitzvah es al fakat. So that at the pot of on the mitzvah es shas man gome, I learn out from riyah, and I don't learn out lechiyev from matzen hakel because the simcha also. Elo the mitzvah asay shloi has man gome minolon de chayovais. Eime de pturais mitalmud teure pidyin aben. So how do we know the second half? The Gemara machzach nish wissenlik from the second half. How do we know that the chayiv amitzvah says shloi hazman grome? Let us learn out from talmud teure and pidyin aben that they are potel b'yishloime de leslei de rabbi yochanan ben broike. Avalug gimel ksuvim aboim ke'echot. So he doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda, does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. So there's gimel ksuvim aboim ke'echot. Alma Teire, opinion aben, opinion berivye. So mamele, so there are three ksuvim that tell us p'tur by mitzvah eser shalai yazman gomet. So that teaches, so you don't learn out from here. The three psukim that tell us chiyu by mitzvahs eser shazman gomet, it also teaches us you don't learn out from there. So we learn out p'tuv mitzvahs eser shazman gomet from riyah, and chiyu by mitzvahs eser shalai yazman gomet from moira. V'im toima ula baye de oma la'el isha baile misamcha. According to Abaye, Abaye, this whole Gemara is going not according to Abaye. So we say that this, she's mechuyev besimcha, not like Abaye. So we have shloisha ksuvim to tell us that noshim dafko in these three cases noshim achayev mitzvah eser shazman goma, but all over not. But according to Abaye, you only have two psukim leka lebeis ksuvim umay metaretz. So now, what will Abaye do with this kasha? The Omer Melamdin, Mimitzvah Sese, Mimadama Melamdin. He holds Melamdin, is Mimitzvah. What is he going to do with Rabbi Mitzvah? Shazman Gomeim the Nailif, Lechiyuv, Mimatzvah Hakel. There's only two psukim. Simchet is no Chiyuv Bechlal. And the Isha, the Balschi. V'yeshloima, so Taisva says, the Muki Kiddush Hayom. There's a third mitzvah that say that Noshim Achayiv, that's Kiddush Hayom. V'hadi Matzah V'hakel, v'hadi Gimel Ksuvim V'ein Melamdim. The Gemara didn't mention Kiddush Hayom, but on Kaponim Taisva says, according to Abaye, that will be the third pasuk. V'noshim chayovish b'kiddush hayom min ha'Torah. T'chsiv zocher ashoy ma'shabes zocheyu al ha'yayin. V'chol sheyeshnei b'shmire, yeshnei b'schire. V'ani noshi hoyu v'isnayu b'shmire, isnayu nami b'schire. So that's that. So memele, that's the end of this sugya. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'chol mitzvahs loisase. Now, we hear that kol mitzvahs loisase, that noshim are chayv. Menoani mili. Omar Rav Yehuda marab, v'chein tona dvei Rav Yishmael, Omar kro, ish oi isha ki yasu mikoil chatris ha'odom, hishva hakosuv isha le'ish l'chol onshim shebetoyim. Isha, Isha. Now, what does Rashi say over here? The Lavin, Einshin, Malkis, hey. You have to know where it's speaking about. I mean, he was speaking about Karbonis, Gezalager. It says they're equivalent, you don't understand where it says that the chayv no lonshim. It says, b'kol chati sa'odom. God, the psukim are speaking about kolbonis. And if I take literally, b'kol chati sa'odom, it includes every oynish. So Rashi says, v'lavin oynshin malkis hain. They have the equivalent onshin of Anoshim, if somehow this is Mavur Bekro, so what'll be Alav? Shein by Maisa. So what'll be over there? So how do you know over there the Nisha is Chayiv? Rashi seems to be saying that this Pasuk is telling us in Onshim, somehow, for some reason, this Pasuk is telling us that women receive the same Oynish that men receive. So kochach the mitzvah no laven, because men will get malchus. So I don't know close. So what'll be a lav shein by maisa? A lav shebeklolas. How do you know the mitzvah? weiß ich nicht. The way Rabbi Elazar Tone, now Rashi says, since we started speaking about the similarity of Noshim to Anoshim, so the Gemara is going off a tangent, on a tangent now, to speak about other cases that women are equivalent to men. The way Rabbi Elazar Tone Omakro, Asher Tosim Lifneim, Lifneim Aloshin Rabbim, Ishva Kosov Isha Leish Lechol Dinim Shebetoyre. And all the Chayshim Mishpatik obligations is Lifneim, equivalent Noshim to Anoshim. The Veicheski Yetone Omakro, Veheimis Ish Oy Isha. Now this is talking about a Sheir Hamuid killed someone. So there the Torah is makish an isha to an ish. Ish ishva hakosuv isha leish lechol mishi shebetayre. That if there is a chiyuv of killing someone, it's no difference if the someone is an ish or an isha. So I have here in three distinct cases that women are compared to men when it comes to onshim, when it comes to dinim, and when it comes to when they got killed, there's chiyuvim on misha hergam. No difference if a woman was killed or a man was killed. Now why do I need all these three halachas? Utzrich. Di ashmiinon hach kamaise mishum kapore chas rachmonalo. Could be over there. The Torah had Rachmanis, we mentioned the Pasuk is speaking about Korbanis, so there the Torah said she's obligated to bring Korban, and could be Malkus is also a Kapora, the whole Onshim a Kapora, Chas Rachman Allah, that she should be able to be Mechaper, a Chet on this world. Avol Dinim, the Dinim, the Chayshim Mishpedik Halachis, Eime Ish, the Bar, Maso, Matn, Eim, Ishaloi, an isha v'chlal is not involved in masa matan. Perhaps she is not governed by all these halachas. V'iyash minin ho mishum dechiyusoi. So let us see what Rashi says. We said that. Devei Rabbi Lezer Tone, lav lish lefrushi mas nisin maisi lo. Ela aidi the asin and onshim, that they are equal to men and onshim, my sinami agav mehechis rabbi ledine momin, umiso lomos al yodan ahirgon. So that's why they bring these to the limudim also. Lechol misois, she yechayev ahirgon alehen mise, vechein asher koifer, a pesher kills them is chayev koifer. It would say, "Hach kam heise the mishtoi bekolben." So the Mos says, "Chas rachman alo." The chiyusahi. Then the Gemara says that the Torah had to be mechayev noshim in dinim also. The chiyusahi, the lesser bechlal dinim, ain't lo chayim. So mamish, a life is not a life. Hakel goes lenoiso, vehi goes elas asacherim. She's bechlau not governed at all with chayshe mishpit. Fahakel b'deile meimeno. So mamele, so she's, no one wants to have any shaykhs with her. She's not governed by the hilchus chayshe mishpit. So therefore, in order she should have a psa aleben, the Torah said that she's governed by hilchus chayshe mishpit. Avol kaifer, but the chiyev kaifer, which the chiyuv kofer is a kapore for the ibud nefesh that occurred, that the Sheir HaMu'ud had brought about, I would say, perhaps the whole chiyuv kofer is ish de bar mitzvahs hin. A ish is a bar mitzvah. So then you took away from this world a someone who had a potential to do mitzvahs, so there the Torah said is a chiyuv kofer. But isha aloi, and isha is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. So maybe there's no chiyuv kofer if a sheir was mesaviv
that she should die. It's, yeah. V'i yashmi'inen ho, and if it would say by Kaifa, shum de'ike ibod nishome chas rachmona alo, avol hanech tarti ein maloi, tzriche. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, avol Kaifa v'heimis ish oi isha, the Mishtoi Gabi Kaifa de Sheir Amu et Shor Gesa Odom. So I would think, if it wouldn't say Isha Isha, I would think that Davke Ish, that's a Bar Mitzvah, but Isha not. And if it would only say Kaifa, I would say, the Ike Ibud Neshome, Mishem Hochi, Chai Ve'rachmone, Leshalim Kaifa. Now I saw Mishnah Salevi, he brings down that we have to understand the Loshna Gemore, if the Gemara would stop here, that's fine. So the Ibud Neshama is Achilek, Anisha, Isha, Yochai B'mitzvah. But the Gemara adds three more words. Chas Rachmone Alo. Since it's an Ibud Neshama, that's why the Torah had Rachmones on her. So that's why Pei Kaifa, because the Torah had Rachmones on her. How is the Tashlume Kaifa? How does that help, it's a very difficult concept over here. He brings down the Menches Chinuch wants to say, but perhaps it's slightly better, but it's not too good. Menches Chinuch wants to say that the Chiyuv Kaifa is really to the Meis, and the Yoshim Yashin from the Meis. So you owe the Meis the money. So it's a little better. If you owe the Yoshim the money, it's Achiv directly to the Yoshim. Zichah Shvert understand Chas Rachmon Allah. The Chiv is to the Nifter, maybe it is Yoch, but it's also very difficult to understand how the Chas Rachmon Allah is, that's a Sibet to be Machayiv Kaifa.